Today, Republican Senator and former presidential nominee John McCain issued a statement distancing himself from Donald Trump's latest comments after a weekend of back and forth between Trump and Khazir Khan, the father of a U.S. Army captain who was killed in Iraq.
Trump responded over the weekend that he was viciously attacked by Khan during his DNC speech last week. And this morning, Khan told CNN that Trump needs to work with his advisors on showing empathy.
We are the solution to the dealing with the terrorism in the United States. Join hands with good Muslims. Only war is not the solution. It is one of the solutions. Communities coming together is the solution.
Joining us now is NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there.
And let's start with Senator McCain's statement that Eric mentioned. McCain, of course, is a former prisoner of war. He released this statement today that said, "While our party has bestowed upon him the nomination, it is not accompanied by an unfettered license to defame those who are the best among us." What do you think of this? Where are we here with this back and forth between Khan and Trump and now other Republicans?
Well, look, Donald Trump has done and said a lot of things that have offended a lot of different groups and haven't seemed to matter as far as the primary went. Now, the general election is very different. We're not sure where exactly this will all go. But I'll say this. I've seen more Republicans react to this in a negative way than I've seen for a lot of other things. I mean, certainly there was the criticism of John McCain, which a lot of Republicans didn't like. But when you look at after that Democratic convention where they had all that patriotic theme going on, and then you have this criticism of Khan coming from Trump, and really Trump could have handled it in any number of ways. It didn't have to fuel the fire, but he always tends to do that. And, you know, we'll see if this winds up splitting off any of his support. I don't know that it will, but I think that he's having trouble, continuing to have trouble to reach out to those who might, you know, be open to voting for him or be unsure of him, which is kind of the whole point of conventions.
And then there are those who are not voting for him, even in his own party. We spoke with Senator Jeff Flake today of Arizona, who has been a very outspoken critic of Trump even before this latest controversy. And here's what he said.
Well, I would hope that he would come out and just say, I'm sorry. The statements I've made against this man and his family are inappropriate. I shouldn't have made them. I'm going to move on.
Are we likely to hear more of that from other Republican lawmakers? Are there people who don't want to come out and criticize their nominee? And how is all this playing with voters, Domenico?
Well, Flake is one person you noted who's not voting for John McCain. For Donald Trump. John McCain has said that he would vote for Trump, but that he is critical of what Trump is saying on this. You know, Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, Paul Ryan, the House Speaker, also issued sort of critical statements saying this is not the way that they would talk about this, but they're still supporting him. It's a very difficult line for them to walk, and certainly not what they wanted to be talking about following the conventions.
What about military families, voters? This is a group that, you know, typically votes Republican. Is this likely to affect that at all?
Well, what's amazing is Democrats have now been picking up on a lot of the themes that Republicans traditionally are able to push very strongly. You know, having General John Allen speak in that very fiery tone at the Democratic convention about going after ISIS, about all of the patriotic symbolism and flags that you had at the Democratic convention. You had this video that the Clinton campaign released showing her praying backstage looking somber while the Methodist prayer was happening. You know, this kind of thing is deliberately done by the Democrats to try to win over some of those Republicans who might be having second thoughts about Donald Trump and might be open to voting for Hillary Clinton, though they really don't want to. So what you're starting to see is Democrats trying to bring some of those folks on board. But like you said, a lot of military voters and veterans have been Republican in the past.
One more thing real quick I want to ask you about, Domenico, is Trump has the campaign has been bringing up problems that it has with the debate schedule, saying that some of them are slated to compete with NFL games. Are they going to change the schedule, or, you know, what will happen with this?
Well, first of all, we should say that the debate schedule was done before the NFL schedule was made. So there's that point. But the NFL schedule, you know, this is sports. You know, they make millions of dollars based on the debates on the football schedule. So I highly doubt that they're going to change it. You know, it's something that Trump has now come out and said, or his campaign has said, that he's still going to participate in the debates, though Trump is trying to say that somehow Hillary Clinton is rigging this the way, quote unquote, tried to rig the primary.
That's NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, thanks.
Hey, thank you.